for another exciting Pollock Library podcast. Welcome back. This is Rachel Clemens, your distance education librarian. In this module, we're going to be talking about tracking down the full text of an article using the SFX tool. So this is the most frequent question I get from students, and I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be in this situation. People will call me on the phone, say, Rachel, I have found the perfect article here in the database, but it's just not there. How can I get the whole thing? How can I track down the full text of this article? So real quickly, reviewing the steps for searching for literature, you go to the library databases, you search for your topics using various keywords, and oftentimes the full text of the article is provided right there within that database so that you can email it to yourself, print it off, save it to a disk. But sometimes it's not there. Maybe it provides you the abstract, or sometimes it's real sparse with just the citations. So this podcast is all about what to do in that situation. So our library, we offer access to about 5,000 different journal titles. It's a lot, but it's not everything out there. We do have a significant number of publications that support nursing curriculum, but certainly not everything, and no library has everything. So I want you to know what to do when you come across something you want that we don't have. There's a tool that's embedded in all of our databases, or most of our databases, called SFX. And on the screen here, I've just provided a few of the little icons that you may encounter. They all relate to this SFX tool. It just stands for Special Effects. SFX is a smart interlinking tool, uses OpenURL technology, and it will check what you need against our library holdings to see if we've got it, maybe in another database or something. When you use the SFX tool, it will give you at least one option in order to track down the item. It may tell you that we've got that article in electronic format, but it's in another database, and it will provide you a link to access the article directly. It may tell you we've got access through one of our library journal packages and link you into that. So oftentimes it's real easy. Just click and go to the actual article. Sometimes it will tell you that we only have the article in print format. We only have a print subscription. In that case, it will give you the call number and tell you to go to the second floor of the north side of the library, pull it off the shelf, and you can make a copy. Now, if you are a distance student enrolled in one of the distance education programs, you can then request that item through your ILLiad interlibrary loan account. Sometimes, though, we just don't have a subscription in any format. And in that case, it will prompt you to request it through ILLiad interlibrary loan. That will launch that service, and we'll start trying to request that item from another library. And we will then get it in digital format and post it to your ILLiad account. Keep in mind, it's not like a 30-second turnaround or even a 24-hour turnaround. You need to allow about 3 to 10 business days for ILLiad. All right, so let me show you how this is going to work. Say you are in the CINAHL database here. So I've got a sample here on the screen. And you run your search. Maybe you're interested in breastfeeding and the optimal duration or length. This is one of my frequent sample searches. I'm very interested in this. And of course, you limit it to peer review. You only want to look at current literature, so you just do the past 5 years. You pull up a list of results, and as you look through them, maybe you find one here that looks of interest. To what extent is the protective effect of breastfeeding on future overweight explained? So you link in there, oh, this is sounding really interesting. This is from the journal Pediatrics. It's quite current, published in December of 2006. So, of course, you read through the little abstract here, the little summary. And just real quickly, you notice here those keywords are popping out, objective, methods, results, and conclusions. So you're probably looking at a research article here. You read through it, and it sounds great. So, of course, you go up to the top of the screen and hope to find the full text. You do see the standard little icons, print, email to yourself, save, or export. But remember, the database is only going to save or email you what it's got. If it doesn't have the full text, it doesn't magically come up with the full article. So what do? In this case, you look around for the link to SFX. In this particular database, it's at the very bottom of the record there. It says SFX, check for full text and more. So you go ahead and click on the SFX button, and that will launch the SFX menu. It'll open up a second window, so you're not going to lose your place in the database. And you can read here, what are my options? It's looking exactly for this article published in Pediatrics from 06. And here it indicates that the full text is available through Highwire Press, one of our journal packages here. So all you need to do in this case is click on that little Go button, and this should take us directly to that journal package that we've got a subscription to, take us directly to the journal Pediatrics, and in fact take us directly to this article. So you can read it here online. I see over on the right-hand side they do provide a link to the PDF version, that Adobe Acrobat version. If they've got that, that's what you want. Just a digital copy of the way it looked in print. Real nice, because all the formatting, charts and graphs will be identical to the way it looked in print. So here it pulls it up, the little Adobe file, 10-page article here. So you can read through all 10 pages, determine if this is really what you want. From this point, using the Adobe menu, you can print it off, save it to a disk, and then email to yourself. Great. All right, so that worked pretty easily. Say we're back in our CINAHL database and we're looking for additional articles. And here we come across one from the Journal of Human Lactation, also from 2006. So, of course, you read through the little abstract here and determine, oh, yeah, this is great. I want this article. So, again, up at the top, no PDF, no link to the full text right there. So, remember, in this situation, and I guarantee you'll be in this situation, what do? You look around for that SFX button. And again, in these EBSCO databases, that link will be at the very bottom of the record. So go down, click on the SFX button, launches another window. And in this case, it indicates that this journal, Journal of Human Lactation, is not available at the public library. So we don't have electronic access, we don't have a print subscription to it. But no library has everything, okay? But libraries are really good at borrowing and sharing material. So when you see this message, not available at the public library, you'll also see a link that says More Options. So go ahead and click on More Options there, and they will appear. And the option right there is ILiAD, Interlibrary Loan. It says we can get this for you via ILiAD or Interlibrary Loan. ILiAD is just the name of the software that we use for ILL. Again, a free service to all Fullerton faculty, staff, and students. So you want to click right there, and that will initiate that search. We'll try to obtain that article or a book from another library around the country. And you actually make your request here online, and then if it's an article, when we receive it from another library, we'll place a digital copy of it in your ILiAD account, so you don't have to come into the library at all. All right, so small note here, it says average delivery time is 7 days, and this kind of varies throughout the semester, how busy the ILL folks are, how many requests are coming in. Typically, towards the very beginning of the semester, turnaround time is much faster. You know, as we get into about two-thirds of the way through the semester, they are heavily impacted. They're receiving, you know, easily 700-800 requests a day. So, you know, it takes a little bit longer. So another impetus for starting early. All right, so you want to click on the link there to ILiAD or Interlibrary Loan, and it will walk you through, ask you to log in. Now note, this is a little bit different than in previous semesters. Used to be you had to create your own ILiAD account, generate your own username and password, but we've tried to simplify this to some extent so that you're only going to have to log into your student portal and we'll recognize you from that point. So follow the link to log in. This is just a message to that effect. You'll need to log into your portal. Remember that's your campus-wide ID and your PIN number. Same thing with faculty, log into your faculty portal. It will, if you don't have an account right at that point, it'll ask you just for a few little bits of information, and then you're registered. But once you're registered and you link in here, it'll actually bring up the request form for you and populate it for you. So you don't even have to fill in all that information, you know, the name of the journal, volume issue, page numbers, author and title. It does all that for you. So all you need to do is kind of just read through it, double check it, and click process that request. And that initiates the process there. So if you want to check and make sure, oh, that we actually got that request, here within your Iliad account, there's the different tabs. You can click on Current Request, and that'll provide a list of all the items that are outstanding. And here's the one that I just requested. You can see the title there and the full citation. And it says, still awaiting copyright clearance. You'll see the different status options, like awaiting copyright clearance, request sent. That just means that we've sent out the request to other libraries. We're still waiting on it. And when we do get the item in, though, we will send you an email alerting you that your article is in. Go to your Iliad account and pick it up there. We'll send you a link to it. But if you ever want to check on the status, you can always access your account from the library homepage. Over on the left-hand side under Quick Links, you'll see a link to Iliad Interlibrary Loan. Go ahead and link in there to access your account. All right, so when the items do come in, they're going to be put in the under the little tab that says Your Articles. So go ahead and link in the Your Articles tab, and there will be a list of all the items that have arrived that you've requested. So it gives you the citations, so you can see which ones are there. You click on the little transaction number over on the left to actually access the PDF, Adobe Acrobat of that file. Now, it does give you a warning up here that we're only going to leave these in your account for 30 days, and then we delete them. So it's a good idea when they arrive, go ahead and save them to your own computer or to your flash drive or whatever you're using. Because I would hate for you to, you know, rely that this is going to be here for the whole semester and then you come back and we've deleted it. So keep that in mind. All right, so when you link in, here's the PDF of this full article that I requested. Again, save it right from here, print it off, whatever you want to do. All right, little recap here. Remember, the process is for doing your literature search, you're using our library databases to search for, you know, appropriate material. Oftentimes, the full text is provided immediately there within that particular database, like CINAHL or Academic Search Elite or PubMed. But if it's not, don't just skip it and move on. Look for that SFX tool and check to see if we've got it available through another database or in print or whatever. And then if we don't have it, that SFX tool will then prompt you to request it through Iliad. Pretty easy to do, okay? Little bit of advice and encouragement for you. This is your mother talking. Start early with your literature searching. You really do have access to almost everything that's out there through our library. So take advantage of it. And don't limit your resources by time. Remember that Iliad, it's not a 30-second service. So go ahead and get started early so that you can have access to all of the resources that you might need, a comprehensive search. Based upon my own personal experience, I would recommend that you start your searching early. Remember, the night before the assignment is due and literature searching, that can only equal a great deal of stress. And I know as especially nurses, you know that you always want to avoid stress, do some stress management here. So time management would be your friend. All right, that's it for this module of using the SFX tool, and I'll see you in another podcast. Pretty good.